Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today on this live Monday edition, already the fifth day of June, 2006, only 19 days away from the big kickoff of our 9/11 conference coming on in downtown Los Angeles at the Sheraton downtown. I just returned late last night from Chicago with their very successful 9/11 Truth Symposium. It was an overflow crowd. They were expecting about 300 people. It was well over 600 that were in attendance, and so it did overflow the large ballroom. And our LA conference is going to be massive. It's already sold more tickets than they actually had at their event. And I've been telling folks that the ballroom holds 1,000 people in Los Angeles. It really holds 1,200. But you can cram 1,200 people in there. I'm probably going to hold the tickets to 1,000 and then maybe keep 100 for the door or something. I'm not sure. You see, we've also got to have room for the press. And there were fleets of press, newspaper reporters and some radio reporters and a lot of alternative media people at the Chicago event, including the New York Times. And so I will open with this first. I don't normally cover news that mentions myself. In fact, I'd say about half the time I do it, I just briefly mention it. But this article is important because I'm in shock right now, actually. As usual, it's got some twisting in it, but it is the fairest piece I have ever seen from mainstream print in the United States on my activities. There have been a few Canadian major papers that have written fair pieces, a British paper, a German paper, some Japanese publications, some Spanish publications, Italian publications have been extremely fair. Venezuelan, Nicaraguan, El Salvadoran papers have been fair, but never a U.S. Story that was fair. And I never thought I'd see it from the New York Times. And so we'll look at it as a study of the media. We will read most of the article here on air when we get back from this first quick break, and then we will get into your phone calls. I don't have any guests today here on the show because I want to be able to take your calls. I really enjoyed Friday. I think we took about 50 calls in 3 hours. I want to do that again. I'm going to cover a bunch of international news, the fake grabbing of these people up in Canada. Oh, they foiled a plan to blow the parliament up. Oh, save us. Government, you're so wonderful. They foiled another terror attack in England at the same time. They're staging all this because the approval ratings of Bush have now slid to 25%. You got some national polls at 32 and some others at 29 and 28. Now, respected polls have got Bush sliding even below that. Same thing with Blair. It's incredible. And I'm very thankful to the globalists. I mean, I've said that if we really back them into a corner and they're afraid to carry out more real terror attacks because they know we'll expose them, they will just save us finding dirty bombs, finding fuel oil bombs, finding fertilizer bombs, finding terrorists with nerve gas, with sarin. And that is indeed what we're seeing. So most of the time when we see these type of developments where they just have the staged events where they save us from terrorists, that means they're backing off big terror attacks for the time being. But not always. Sometimes it's a prelude or an intro to it. So when a big attack happens, they say, hey, look, we foiled some of the attacks. We couldn't foil them all. And, of course, I'll get into the evidence here that this is another event where they've had a bunch of these arrests in Washington State, in Oregon, in New York, in Ohio, in Florida, in Texas, in London, in Germany, and then 6 months later, a year later, sometimes a month later, but it's always the same. Oh, they were really innocent. It really wasn't true. No, they weren't really. Or, well, we had informants inside, and the informants were giving them the orders to build the bombs. What was that, Ohio case just a few months ago? We'll be right back. We'll get into all of it today. You'll want to stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarnblin, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am very excited to be back with you live here today. It is Monday, the fifth day of June 2006. We had a huge, very successful, very exciting, dynamic 9/11 conference in Chicago. The New York Times deemed it the first 9/11 conference. I don't know where they've been hiding, what rock they've been under. There have been There's got to be 50 of these things around the country. They've had them with 500, 600, 800 people at them in the past. This was the first, though, that had so many groups. I've got to hand it to 911truth.org. They had, I think, over 40 presentations, some presentations with as many as five, six speakers. I mean, everybody who was anybody was there, and it was wonderful. I felt bad, though, because I wanted to videotape all of this, and everywhere I went, I mean, if I wanted to go to the bathroom, this is a funny story, I would, walk out of one of the big conference rooms in the bathroom. People would come up while I was there at the urinal and would start talking to me, and I'd say, hey, listen, I'm busy. I have documents. Boom, in front of my face. I had to yell at one guy. I was like, hey, man, come on, give me some privacy here. So I did feel a little bit bad by the second day of the conference, I would just walk through the halls in a daze with all these wonderful people with so many comments, so many points, so many things they wanted to tell me. Sometimes I felt a little bit, I was never rude except for the one time in the bathroom. It just at a certain point, your brain overloads. I've got to get some rest before this L.A. conference that's coming up that I'm going to be putting on myself. So to do that, I'm going to go to the Bilderberg Group this week. That'll be my rest. I'm joking. Another attempt at humor there. Today we'll get into the staged terror sweeps in Canada and England. It's the same M.O. We've got detailed reports up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com going over this for you. Paul Watson and Steve Watson have done their customarily excellent job. My team is here right now grabbing my speech, my keynote speech from the event. We'll be putting that on the web for free for all of you to see. And then before we leave town, we're going to try to put our interview with Dr. Morgan Reynolds, amazing interview in person, the chief economist for George Bush, last administration, talking about 9/11 being an inside job. We'll get that up for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We'll also get up the Stephen Jones interview we did. We've got, I don't know, what is it, 45, almost 50 hours of videotape? Let me just tell you, for those that missed it, what the first day of the conference was like. I fly in Thursday night. Friday morning, I get up at 5 a.m., went to bed at about 2 a.m. We get up, I drive into the city, because we're right outside the city there at the airport, and we drive in to go on this big syndicated radio show, Man Cow, and I was in there for 2 hours in studio with him. Then we get back on the train, ride back out to the airport. I do a couple video interviews with people I wanted to interview. I do an interview. Then we have a big press conference there with a bunch of the speakers. From there, we marched out, hundreds of us, with signs that 9/11 was an inside job, walked about a half mile to the L train junction, got on the train, hundreds and hundreds of people. You should have seen it. Well, you will see it. We've got video from every angle of it. We then ride back into the city and begin bullhorning the police and everybody else in downtown Chicago. And I'm there bullhorning, and it's echoing like I was yodeling or something. 9/11 was an inside job. Google Operation Northwoods. And I could stop and hear it going down the concrete canyons of the Windy City. It was something else, is all I can tell you. And people were walking up to me afterwards going, "Your voice is even deeper in person." Yeah, my voice is deep, ladies and gentlemen, because I scream too much. Like, I'll probably lose my voice in 5-10 years if I don't learn to stop it. That's why this week, I guess my voice is going to be raspy, and then hopefully if I lay off, it'll get a little bit higher. It's getting deeper and deeper, and I don't like it. People go, "He tries to have that big, deep voice." No, if I have to make myself clearly pronunciate, it is deep. Like, I like doing a little squealing, begging, you know, sarcastic voices occasionally, and I'm even having trouble doing those. So I'm beginning to lose range in my voice because people think that you just talk into a megaphone, it's loud. No, if you project your voice into a megaphone, you scream into the megaphone, and it's even louder. We have video of this. Other folks would go on the megaphone. It wasn't that loud. I would get on it. It was just... But, by the way, most of the police were nodding their heads, smiling at me. I talked to some privately. Oh, yes, we all know. Kevin Smith has family that is, well, I'll just leave it at that, who's an airline pilot. And over the weekend, he was at a big barbecue with a bunch of airline pilots, and they were all, "Oh, yeah, we know, yeah, we know. Oh, we all know the truth. Of course we all know the truth. Everyone knows the truth." I even had some of the Chicago security people, TSA, going, "Hey, Alex Jones, keep up the good work." We had people all over the street in Chicago, just like we did in New York a year and a half ago when we were there for the convention, coming up, and black men, white men, old ladies, young people, Chinese, Japanese, Hispanics. Let me just tell the New World Order something. You're in deep trouble, okay? It's a lot higher than 50% in the new Zogby poll. By the way, the new Zogby poll says, believe the government was involved. One thing I didn't like was some of the 9/11 truthers would get up, and they would quote this older Zogby polls, or part of the Zogby poll, and it's like they were too shocked to get up there with their own poll and read what the question was. It was just amazing. You know, normally I jump right into the news, but This is the news. The news of what we're doing, the effect we're having, what I see on the ground as your little reconnaissance probe buzzing around out there in the field. And I love getting out in the field. It's just that I've weighed the cost. We can have a greater effect here doing radio shows, making films on a mass audience than the more primitive form of physical protest. But I think it should be a cocktail, a mixture. And then, of course, the physical protest gives us the dynamic images that we need to then put into films to give the viewer that communal feeling, that primitive rallying that we all need. So I think I'm going to be traveling more in the future. Just if I did travel with all the requests I have, I would never be home. But now I digress. We will get into the latest fake terror sweeps in Canada and London, over in the UK. We will have open phones throughout the broadcast. But I first want to get into this story out of the New York Times today. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Top story. 500 conspiracy buffs meet to seek the truth of 9/11. And it's a lengthy article, and it is extremely fair. This is the first time a U.S. newspaper, a big newspaper, but hundreds of little ones that have been positive, has given us a fair shake. Of course, they twist some things. They say in here that I go from quoting Roman history to foul language in the same breath. No, the intro of my speech was about Roman history, a little bit on Roman history. And then 30 minutes later, I got into the USS Liberty, and I quoted LBJ saying he wants the GD ship to go to the bottom. So I do not use profanity on air. I do not use it in speeches. And that is baloney. But other than that, it's a pretty fair piece. 500 conspiracy buffs meet to seek the truth of 9/11. Chicago. And this came out on their Sunday edition, June 4th. In the ballroom foyer of the Embassy Suites Hotel, the two-day International Education Strategy Conference, really three-day, for 9/11 Truth, was off to a rollicking start. In Salon 4, there was a presentation underway on the attack in Oklahoma City. While in the room next door, the splintered factions of the movement were asking, for the sake of unity, to seek a common goal. In the foyer, there were stick pins for sale, more gin, less rummy. And in the lecture halls, discussions of the melting point of steel, it's all documented, people said, or the mass media is mass deception, or as strangers from the internet shook hands, great to meet you, love your work. Such was the coming out of the movement known as 9/11 Truth, a society of skeptics and scientists who believe the government was complicit in the terror attacks. The coming out, I mean, Jimmy Walter years ago bought $7 million of ads in New York documenting the inside job. There have been rallies and demonstrations for almost 5 years, since weeks after it happened there were. In colleges and chat rooms on the internet, this band of disbelievers has been trying for years to prove that 9/11 was an inside job. We've been trying, we've succeeded. Whatever one thinks of the claim that the state would plan, then execute a scheme to murder thousands of its own, there was something to the fact that more than 500 people from Italy to Northern California gathered for the weekend at a major chain hotel near the runways of O'Hare International. It was, in tone, half trade show, half political convention. There were talks on the Reichstag fire and the sinking of the battleship Maine as precedents for 9/11. There were speeches by the lawyers for James Earl Ray, who claimed the military conspiracy killed Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and by a former operative of the British Secret Service, MI5. We feel, at this point, we've done a lot of solid research, but the American public still is not informed, said Michael Berger, press director. I don't agree with that. The majority is now informed, which sponsored the event. And it continues, such red flags, as they are sometimes called, were the meat and potatoes of the keynote speech Friday night by Alex Jones, who is the William Jennings Bryan, the biggest populist leader in U.S. history. And that's who William Jennings Bryan is, for those who don't know. Beginning of the last century. When we get back, I'll get into this and try to finish up the article as quickly as possible and get into some international news, and then take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com. JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Let me go back into this New York Times article, back up a little bit. I skipped some. It's talking about a skeptic who began to question why the 9/11 Commission had failed to answer how Building 7 of the World Trade Center collapsed like a ton of bricks. It was the 9/11 trigger, the incident that drew...
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and roll the rest of this song and try to get our connection to the network that's up in Minnesota reconnected, and then we'll be right back. More and more of these suspicious problems taking place. Stay with us. That happened a few times a year. It's happening more and more often, but we just so happen to have people here diagnosing it right now, so I apologize to you, the listeners. Let me now try again to go back to the New York Times article that we're going to finish up here and then take some calls. Such red flags, as they are sometimes called, were the meat and potatoes of the keynote speech on Friday night by Alex Jones, who is the William Jennings Bryan of the 9/11 band. Mr. Jones, a syndicated radio host, is known for his larynx-tearing screeds against corruption, fiery, almost preachery addresses in which he sweats, balls his fist, and often swerves from quoting Roman history to using foul language in a single breath. And that's not true. I talked about Roman history at the very beginning, and then I moved into about 20, 30 minutes later to the USS Liberty and simply quoted LBJ in his GD comment about the USS Liberty going to the bottom. And we put a note in there on that subject. At the lectern Friday night, besides a digital projection reading History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, Mr. Jones set forth the central tenets of the 9/11 truth movement: that the military command that monitors aircraft stood down on the day of the attacks, that President Bush addressed children in the Florida classroom instead of being whisked off to the White House, that the hijackers, despite what the authorities say, were trained at American military bases, and that the towers did not collapse because of burning fuel and weakening steel, but because of a controlled demolition caused by preset bombs. According to the group's website, the motive for faking a terrorist attack was to allow the administration to instantly implement policies its members have long supported, but which were otherwise infeasible. Well, that's from their own PNAC documents. That's why we say that. The controlled demolition theory is the central quotient of the 9/11 movement. Its basic claim, and in some sense the one upon which all others rest, is of course, directly contradicted by the 10,000-page investigation by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which held that jet fuel fires distressed the tower structure, which eventually collapsed them. Wait a minute. That very report has given five separate reasons that Building 7 fell. First, they said that the North Tower fell and knocked out its central support column, but that's not true. They admit that no major structural damage caused to Building 7. Then they said a fuel oil container blew up. Now they admit that didn't happen. They say they don't know why Building 7 fell. Okay? Well, we have the owner saying they pulled it, they blew it up. We have New York radio saying, get out of the building, it's coming down, they're going to pull it. It's all on record. Okay? So we'll get back to this. Got about a page and a half left when we return. I'll speed through it, then we'll take your calls and get into a bunch of other issues. But it's a pretty fair piece here out of the New York Times. I'm surprised. This reporter will probably now be given a beat in Antarctica. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan-quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Your calls are coming up from Canada to Texas, so stay with us. Backing up one paragraph just so this makes sense. The controlled demolition theory is the central column of the 9/11 truth movement. Its basic claim, and in some senses the one upon which all others rest, is, of course, directly contradicted by the 10,000-page investigation by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which held that jet fuel fires distressed the tower structure, which eventually collapsed. Now, before I go further, I'm going to add this. Within a day, they put armed guards all around the complex and said no photos because people were taking shots of the steel, and we, thank God, have those shots of them perfectly cut off at an angle. That's what blasting charges, that's what you do. You blast at an angle because sometimes you'll blast, and then the pillar, there's so much weight, it will just fall and rest on the section below it that wasn't blown out. So you blow them at an angle so they slide and slough to the side. There's a whole science to this. And they took the debris. It was blown in two-story and one-story perfect pieces, all of it. As it's falling, you see it shattering out in perfect little cuts. They haul it away and ship it to China. Now that's what happened, my friends. That is the... And so Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighting publication in the country, an organization, went public and said that it was a fraud and a cover-up, okay? They're saying it's a fraud and a cover-up. Underwriting Laboratories that underwrote the buildings, their chief engineer that did this, he was the chief engineer that did the study. They did models. He was there this weekend. Kevin Ryan, who did the models for them to study this, but they were told not to release the data, showed it was totally impossible because jet fuel burns between 1,000 and 1,200 degrees and steel doesn't start reddening until 2,500, doesn't start melting until 3,000 plus. It doesn't weaken until around 2,000 degrees. Now that's just the facts, ladies and gentlemen. So the government can put out whatever report it wants. We know that Tower 1 and 2 were blown, but forget them. What about Building 7? Wasn't hit by a plane. And this very same report claims that the North Tower fell on it and knocked out its central column. A dust cloud hit Building 7. There's clear video of the North Tower's debris. It isn't even touching Building 7. The South Tower fell on Bankers Trust, that, 60-something story building. It fell on, it's all my film martial law. It fell on Bankers Trust. Bankers Trust burned with huge 50, 60, 70-foot white-hot flames shooting out. The desk didn't even melt. The windows fell out. It had huge pieces of debris. The top third of the building fell off and crashed into it. I mean, imagine, you got like 30 stories crashing into you, falling off, sloughing off as it collapses, careening into the building, there's huge fires, and nothing collapses. Let me say it again. Zero, zero, zero. Okay? You've got the Millennium Hilton. It's a little building, a tall, skinny little building right up against it. Gets some windows knocked out, some stuff falls on it, has some fires, nothing. The North and South Tower both fell onto Building 5, fell onto it. Fell on it. It didn't fall. Buildings are falling on it. It's a total burnout husk, but there is the skeleton. It's steel, ladies and gentlemen. Giant steel columns, 47 of them, 4 feet by 2 feet. 47 in the middle of the building. The very same National Standards report says that there were no steel columns in the center of the building. It's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. I mean, it's like if I got on the radio right now and said, water does not exist on planet Earth. I guarantee you there is no water in the ocean. It doesn't matter if there is. There isn't. They just said the columns don't exist. So did the 9/11 Commission, Whitewash Commission. Oh, my goodness. So they talk about how the 9/11 movement central pillar tenet is that the basic claim that the buildings couldn't have been brought down by jet fuel, but the National Institute of Standards and Technology contradicts that. Contradicts it with Alice in Wonderland baloney. The movement's answer to that report was written by Stephen E. Jones, the New York Times continues, a professor of physics at Brigham Young University and the movement's expert in the matter of collapses. Dr. Jones, unlike Alex Jones, is a soft-spoken man who lets his writing do the talking. He composed an account of the destruction of the towers, and the New York Times gives a link to his huge BYU paper with the photos, the documents. They've now done thermite tests. They've done collapse tests. They're at the university with two other physicists that holds that pre-position cutter charges brought the buildings down. The New York Times links to the document. I've never seen something like that. Like a prior generations of skeptics, those who doubted say the Warren Commission or the government's account of the Gulf of Tonkin attack, the 9/11 truthers are dogged at home and in the office by friends and family who suspect that they may, in fact, be completely nuts. Okay, that's where the paper's twisting things. Everywhere I go, everybody I talk to, it is rare to find people who disagree with us. It is extremely rare. So we are not dogged by that. Again, you try to act like we are the minority. The major scientific polls show we are now the majority. And they could find one person at the conference who would, you know, say something they could twist. Elvis and Area 51 were sort of lumped together, said Harlan Dietrich, a recent college graduate from Austin, Texas. It's attack the messenger, not the message every time. To get the message out, the movement has gone beyond bumper stickers and kumbaya into political action, he said. There is a plan, Mr. Berger said, to create a fund to support candidates on a 9/11 platform. There is a plan to create a network of college campus groups. Well, that network's there, sir. It's kind of like, there's a plan. We're doing all this, and we're the leaders. No, it's already there. There is a plan by the British delegation, such as it is so far, to get members of Parliament to watch Loose Change, the seminal movement on DVD. Yeah, let me just tell you what really happened with Loose Change. Their British distributor did contact Michael Meacher. He was planning to air it, and I got so tired of hearing this, wanting to know if it was true or not, that I just called Meacher, and he said, no, I decided not to at this time. Okay, so that was 3 weeks ago, but I just didn't talk about it. It doesn't matter. We've already got Meacher on tape saying it looks like it's an inside job and many others. So speaking of Loose Change, I'm going to stop right there and say a nice thing about these young men. I got a chance to meet them, and they were really intelligent, really smart guys. And, of course, it's Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis and Corey Rao. And they were really intelligent. We interviewed them all. We they interviewed us, and we went around together kind of teaming up, doing interviews in each other's hotel rooms, you know, kind of killing two birds at one throw there. And I saw him giving interviews to the national media that was there. I saw him giving interviews to the folks that produced Super Size Me, the international phenomenon seen by 75 million people, millions of DVDs sold. They were there interviewing him, and those folks said, oh, yeah, we know it's an inside job. Oh, no, we know all about it. I talked to them. So that was exciting to be talking to their cameramen and people and their producers, and they knew what was going on. Oh, yeah, we know. Yep, mm-hmm. We're making a film about it. Mm-hmm, yes. I mean, the New World Order is in a lot of trouble, but people don't know Dylan Avery. They don't know Jason. They don't know Corey. And I got a chance. I never met him. Well, I met Dylan here in Austin, to be precise, to be accurate. But to talk to him, you know, they've all had a lot of life experiences. Corey actually served in Afghanistan in combat and then served in Iraq in heavy combat in the Army Rangers. And he had some, well, we actually interviewed him. We're trying to rush to get it up on the website before we leave Wednesday for Bilderberg. Whole separate issue. They were there in one of those famous, what you'd call massacres, where there's a wedding party coming down the road shooting guns in the air. And they hadn't even been briefed. They'd just been put in country. This was right after the invasion. And so the wedding party was shooting out of the window. So they basically blasted an entire convoy, killing an entire wedding procession, killing the bride and the groom. And then after that, some Christians came down the road going to church, and the unit killed everybody in the car, I believe, but the five-year-old boy. But I appreciate the amazing courage of Corey in going public with this. I mean, I remember the massacre and talking about it. And it's not a massacre in the sense of the Marines. An IED goes off, they go crazy, go into the nearest house and kill women and children, blow small children's heads off at point-blank range. That is now admitted, the Marine Corps Commandant, you know, this happened, this went on. And the big story is the attempted cover-up by the Marines of this. If they just would have done the investigation, court-martialed who needed to be court-martialed, then it would just be part of war. But it's the cover-up and the media responding and the spin that makes this so bad. But to be totally clear, what Corey and his unit did was an accident. People are shooting. Hear the bullets coming their way, and they open fire. You would think that the Iraqis would control themselves and not engage in celebratory fire, but I guess they hadn't figured it out yet. I'm told they've cut way back themselves. So the Iraqis didn't know. This is just normal for them. And the troops didn't know. And they killed a whole bunch of them, including small children. But then the Army had them go over it and over it again in command in the next few days. They went out with metal detectors, looking for brass. They checked everything. And because they told the truth, nobody got in trouble. And no one should have gotten in trouble. The people who should get in trouble are the folks that put our troops in harm's way and that put them in this position. That's who should get in trouble. This war where they knew it would be a guerrilla war, they knew it would be a breakdown of society. That was the official Israeli/PNAC U.S. plan. This is all declassified. It's all public. It's been in major Israeli and U.S. papers to break the country in 3 to 4 parts and have endless civil war. It's called the Balkanization strategy for the Middle East, and Iraq is the fulcrum or the center of the wheel, which the spokes all go out to the outside of the wheel on. So the plan is to have our troops die. The plan is to have it in a quagmire. Then you get more weapon sales. You get to stay there longer. You get to build the dozens of permanent bases, the 17 big ones, 20-something other small ones. I mean, bases that hold 7,000 people with giant armored walls. These are citadels. These are keeps. These are, and Corey agreed, and he said, I know why they fight us. I know why they stand up against us. At first, they weren't fighting us. At first, they were happy, but so many innocent people have been killed. It's now over 200,000, ladies and gentlemen, that the insurgency is getting bigger every day. And Corey, and I mean, he's a decorated soldier who served in a very distinguished capacity in Afghanistan. And, I mean, he's been in reports on CNN, you name it, before this. And so they come back here and they make loose change. So you want to know who's making loose change, folks. It's people who have been out there in frontline combat, okay, involved in shooting up convoys of men, women, and children, and they know the truth, and they come back, and they're redeeming themselves. People think it's a bunch of, you know, snot-nosed youngins. And this is also part of our society. Do you know how old Thomas Jefferson was in 1776? I want to say he was 27. And he was already involved when he was 20 years old in government. Okay, he could speak three languages. The average age of the founding fathers was 30. They teach us that we're supposed to be kids till we're 30, then we're supposed to worry about making money till we're 65, and then we shouldn't be involved in politics because, oh, I'm retired, this is my time. They artificially freeze you and freeze your development as men out there. It's always so amazing when I was 20 years old giving speeches at the Capitol. It was so amazing that I was making films when I was 22. It's so amazing that I was sneaking into Bohemian Grove when I was 26. It's so it's not amazing, okay? It's not amazing. It's not in history. You have been told you're a child till you're 30 years old. Okay, in most cultures, you're a man, you're a woman when you're 13. And I'm here to give you the news flash, you are. If you haven't raised your kids to where they are basically young adults when they're 13, 14 years old, you haven't done your job. Stop protecting them, stop coddling them, stop trying to keep them from the world, what's really going on. Treat them like adults from the time they're 1 year old, and you'll get real men and women out there. That's what our forefathers, our ancestors did. So there's this big, giant shock. Oh, my gosh, you know, people this young can make films. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm now 32 years old, folks. I've been doing this for 12 years. I've been doing this since I was 20. And I know I said I'd take calls. We'll do it in the second and third hour. I got to finish this article up. We'll get to Jim and Bob and Mark and Mike and George and everybody else. We're going to get to you. I just now digressed off into how great these guys were. I really liked them. I liked their attitude. I liked their focus. I liked who they were. I enjoyed working with them. I was impressed by their knowledge and the work they've been doing. And, you know, they haven't been perfect in the past. I haven't either. All of us make mistakes, but they're getting better and better. They're learning from their mistakes. And there's so many people who are just rabidly jealous. I even saw some of this at the conference. They kind of got dissed and a few things happened. And that's okay. That's a sign of success. Okay? The people that are jealous of success, folks, we're all in this boat together. It's like we're all bailing water out of a lifeboat that's got a hole in it, and we're getting jealous of people who've got a big bucket. And this illustrates my mindset and how I operate and what I believe and my philosophy. I love it when people out there are successful and people out there reach millions. But that's actually rare in the patriot movement, and not in the people, in the grassroots. You are wonderful, beautiful, caring, intelligent, passionate, dynamic individuals who I love and I salute you. You're the best people on earth. But in the, quote, leadership of it, the patriot, the truth, whatever you want to call it, a lot of them really are egomaniacs. And you can listen to them. All they ever do is criticize and attack whoever's successful, and then they claim that everybody needs to get on board with them and do what they say and get under their umbrella, and we all got to work together. That means do what they say. Now, I like this lone wolf approach or lone wolf pack approach. Millions of wolf packs, people who work together, share information, but together, all attacking different fronts, doing different research, pure research, hitting every angle of this thing. That's how we're going to defeat the globalist. So before I finish up this New York Times article in the next segment, I want to encourage every one of you to stop procrastinating and go to InfoWars.com and get our Red, White, and Blue special. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Martial Law. My two 9/11 films. And get Loose Change 2nd Edition. All three together. You'll save, I don't know, it's like 20-something bucks when you get all three. You support them. You support what I'm doing. You support the whole movement. I got a bunch of other specials, 14 different specials on InfoWars.com on the video and bookstore. Just get the films. Make copies of my films. Make copies of Loose Change, too. They let you do that. They encourage you. They're great guys. That's another good sign of who the good guys are. And get them out to everybody. It is so important that we do this. It is so important that we reach out to everyone. And that we do it now. And that you support those that do tell the truth. So go to InfoWars.com. Get the videos. Get them out. Make copies. That support also makes what we do possible. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. You see, I know rising tides raise all ships. I'm in this to survive and win and defeat the New World Order. What about you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
This New York Times piece does one more deceptive thing. It misquotes the Zogby poll, where roughly half of Americans believe the government was behind the attacks. because the poll goes into, you know, do you believe they're covering up? Should there be a new investigation? And do you believe that they, the government could have been involved in the attacks? Well, they just take that out of there and just quote part of the poll. You know, oh, that they knew in advance that the attacks were planned and failed to act. You see, so the New York Times didn't want to quote it saying that half of Americans think the government was involved. And it goes on here in the story to end with, as for the 9/11 truthers, they were confident enough that their theories made sense that on Friday, as a kickoff to the conference, they met in Dealey Plaza for a rally, though some called it Dealey Plaza, whatever. So I guess, oh, you've got Dealey Plaza, and then you've got Dealey Plaza there in Texas. They marched up the street to the local affiliate of NBC, where at the plate glass window they chanted, "Talking heads tell lies," as the news was being read. "I hope you don't end up dead somewhere," a companion said to a participant hours earlier as he dropped him off at the Loop. "Don't worry," the participant said. And that's how the article ends, kind of a chilling threat, I guess, there in the whole thing. But I guarantee you, Karl Rove is going to read this. I guarantee you this will be looked at, because the New York Times is kind of the script for the New World Order. It's where they communicate with each other. It's where they get their information from. Though there's always a lot of spin in it, you'll get a lot of the facts. It is the paper of record still, to a great extent. And some of the neocons on talk radio are now attacking the story, going, "It's too fair, it's too nice, it's too good." And I noticed the story was free to read on their website. Now they've made it subscription, but we've got it and posted it for you at InfoWars.com. So a lot of times stuff will slip through, too, on the weekend and then get pulled down later. But we have it saved here for you for posterity. It's a good article, though. Go get it. Get it out to everybody. We hope in the next few days to write an analysis of this report and post it on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know a lot of you want to talk about what happened over the weekend in Canada, the supposed big terror sweep, and also what happened in England. We'll be getting into that. There's also going to be a huge U.S. government continuity of government terror drill coming up June 19th. Back to the Bunker is the headline out of the Washington Post. We'll be getting into that. Also, we'll get into what happened over in England with the big terror sweep. And the clear evidence that that's another staged event, that's coming up in the next hour after we take some of your calls. I appreciate you being patient. We will take, let's try to take 40 calls in the next 2 hours. It's 20 an hour. Go to your calls. I hope they're quick and succinct and focused so we can move on to the next person. Give everybody a chance to be on air. And I'll try to hold my comments down as well, just the basic facts, so we have time to get to all of your calls. The number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about whatever issue you want, all the new terror sweeps that are happening with the government saving us, or you can get into the 9/11 event. You can get into 1 in 3 Americans now having diabetes. What's causing that? There's so much here to talk about. China's saying they're going to control the weather for the upcoming Olympics there. I didn't know the government could control the weather. That's a conspiracy. This is from MSNBC. We'll cover that as well. Don't forget, tickets are exploding. They're disappearing. They're going fast to our conference in 19 days, June 24th, 25th, downtown Los Angeles. You do not want to wait. You want to take action now. You want to get your tickets at InfoWars.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.